Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 36, verses 5 to 7. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. Do you remember the first time you heard someone tell you that they loved you? Perhaps it was your parents, or a friend, or a partner. It's an inexpressibly wonderful experience. It changes everything. You are special, and the whole world looks different. David says many wonderful things about God, but most incredible of all is that God, the creator of the universe, actually loves us. It's always precious when you see a child and their parent expressing love for one another, and the expression, "I love you to the moon and back," is often heard. Here, thousands of years ago, David is looking for similar language to express the unfailing love of God and concludes that his love is as vast as the heavens and his faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. We're pushing at the limits of language to express how amazing and complete is God's love for us. These majestic words are set within a psalm in which David is reflecting on how wicked people can be. They have no fear of God. They are arrogant, and their words are wicked and deceitful, and they spend their time plotting evil. He moves directly from these reflections to describe the perfect love of God. I love that. It would be easy to move from reflecting on the terrible evil of the world to a tirade of anger against human wickedness. But no, as he examines the awful state of the world, he uses it as a springboard for worship. I suggest that you might like to listen to today's news and then do exactly the same. Let's pray together. Creator God, thank you for your perfect love for us. Help us to open our lives to your love today and then to pass it on. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.